Fourth graders from Rudiger Elementary School snake their way through the downstairs hallway of the historic John G. Riley House Museum in downtown Tallahassee. At the turn of last century, the home belonged to Riley, a longtime teacher and school principal who was one of the first African Americans to own land in Tallahassee. A small group of kids is in Mr. Riley's old office, where a life-size animatronic version of him is sitting and reading. The kids try to get his attention.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
La la la.
He wakes up.
Hello. Thanks for coming by.
And he tells them a story of how in 1889 there was a parade down Monroe Street to celebrate the anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. Tours like this and at Tallahassee's Goodwood Museum and Gardens are going on this whole week as part of the countywide Blended Lives program. Riley House Executive Director Altamise Barnes says before the students come here, they learn the Blended Lives curriculum in their classrooms.
This year's theme is Viva Florida. We're celebrating the 500-year history, and we're looking at the Underground Railroad, the Black Seminoles, and the Gullah Geechee culture over here. And then they are picking up with the Spanish-influenced French over at Goodwood.
All of it is meant to foster racial understanding today by reminding people of our shared history.
Question number two.
Riley House Education Director Leviticus Roberts leads one of the fourth grade groups.
Question number two. It was illegal to educate African Americans.
Legal.
Yes.
Yes.
It was illegal.
The student tours will continue until Friday, which marks the beginning of National Black History Month. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.